1886. Prussia. In another letter, I have spoken in reference to your accumulating so many responsibilities in Battle Creek when there is so little managing talent that is consecrated to the work of God to take care of these interests. I have spoken in disapproval of the enlargement of the sanitarium on the ground that so large a share of its responsibilities are resting upon one man. Dr. Kellogg has to be both physician and manager. Now, my brother, these things are not as God would have them. He is not pleased that so much means should be invested in one locality. Other men should be educated to share in the responsibility that Dr. Kellogg is burdened with, in order that if he fails, another will be prepared to carry the institution forward. We feel to thank God that Dr. Kellogg has the good health that he has, but he may not always have it, and the fact that he has it now is no reason why our people should sleep till the last moment. They should manage this matter wisely. Great interests are at stake, and unless Dr. Kellogg has less responsibilities, he will not be enabled to stand the pressure for a great while. There is great need that someone should also stand at the side of Brother Jones in order to share the responsibility that he carries, so that if he should fail, another could go forward with the work without a disagreeable break. If he were relieved of some of his burdens, he would last the longer. He should not have so great cares and so heavy burdens to carry, and should not be obliged to work when he should rest. The children of this world are wiser in their generation than the children of light. Jesus said this, and we see that the world works on a different plan in these matters. Weighty responsibilities connected with the business of the world are not placed wholly upon one man. In large business enterprises, responsible men choose others to share their burdens and lift their responsibilities, so that in case one should fail, there is someone ready to step into his place. Someone should feel a burden over these matters, and a decided change should take place in the manner of our work. Signed, Ellen G. White. Recopied February 7th, 1895.